Baltimore City Councilman Nick Mosby is out of the race for mayor. The councilman, who represents parts of West Baltimore, announced his withdrawal this afternoon in front of City Hall. Mosby threw his support to State Senator Catherine Pugh, who is leading in the most recent poll. WIPR's Kenneth Burns reports on what this means for the mayor's race hours before early voting begins.
Mosby walked to the podium in a scene much less celebratory and more somber than when he announced that he was running for mayor last fall.
I've made a decision to suspend my campaign as mayor of Baltimore.
He made the announcement less than 24 hours after appearing in a television debate with five other candidates, calling the decision both personally and professionally challenging.
I spent days making this very difficult decision. I spent weeks considering all the paths that I had to victory. I spent months connecting the dots of thousands of who supported my campaign throughout this year.
But Mosby said it appears it's not his time to run Charm City.
But now it's the time for us to collectively come together as a city to again move our city in the right direction.
He endorsed Pugh and asked his supporters to vote for her.
She's in best position of linking us up with the state and federal government. Ensuring that we get investment in our communities that have not seen investment for far too long.
Pugh, who remains in a heated race with former Mayor Sheila Dixon, said she is grateful for the endorsement and praised Mosby.
I think that Nick Mosby has a great future in front of him. He's a very smart young man and has offered some great ideas, and many of those ideas I'm interested in.
Martha McKenna, a spokeswoman for the Dixon campaign, said Mosby's announcement has a silver lining to it. Dixon has a lot of supporters in his council district and should do well there.
She has strong relationships with community leaders in West Baltimore and really has built a strong field program to get out the vote in the 7th district.
Malia Cromer, who runs the Goucher poll, said Mosby's announcement is the first sign of a coalescing behind a candidate who is not Dixon.
We've known for some time now that there has been a few moving parts in this race, and one of those moving parts have certainly been not electing Sheila Dixon for another term as mayor.
Despite his early start, Mosby has had a difficult time getting traction in the race. He has trailed in the polls, never making it above 5th place in the Baltimore Sun University of Baltimore polls. He also has been short of money for his campaign. According to his most recent finance filing, Mosby had raised more than $69,000 compared to Dixon's $294,000 and Pugh's $298,000. Despite the poor showing in the polls and poor fundraising, Cromer said Mosby is still respected in the city, and his support does mean something, especially for those who are not sure who they are going to vote for.
I think it is a good signal to those who are currently undecided that perhaps that she is a viable candidate and she is perhaps the choice.
It's not clear how Mosby will support Pugh. He said he hadn't talked to her about his decision.
I have not informed Catherine Pugh.
Oh, you haven't told her yet?
No. You're going to tell her.
Because he's dropping out so late, his name will still appear on the ballot. Mosby says he will continue to serve constituents as councilman and continue leading the community once he leaves office. I'm Kenneth Burns at City Hall for 88.1 WYPR.